Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spending a few minutes now with the new Drexel Athletic Director, Maisha Kelly, who will be taking over the program, or all the programs, at Drexel University. And thanks so much for taking the time.
Matt, thank you so much for inviting me to come on. This is very surreal, very familiar with KYW, and I'm just thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to, one, talk about coming home, but then also tell a little bit and amplify Drexel Athletics and the university story.
Why was this the right job at the right time for you? Why was this the right place to jump into at the right time?
Sure. So the right place, both in my professional career, this is the right place, right timing from that standpoint, because I've really been given such a tremendous amount of opportunity and responsibilities to grow as a professional and to do things across a broad spectrum of this industry. And so having had the opportunity to refine those skill sets, so to speak, for me as someone who's a competitor, who has spent their life training for something, I felt that I've gained the fitness level to move on and to lead even further and to lead an organization. As far as the place and the position of Drexel, Philadelphia is home. And I have just so appreciated the welcome and the amplifying the fact that Philadelphia means geography and places mean a lot to me. Relationships mean a lot to me. And so as I started in the process of being considered for the position of Director of Athletics at Drexel University, I had the opportunity to meet some really incredible people, to learn even further the opportunities that exist for students and the professionals that are there on campus, both administrators, coaches, faculty members, and just the leadership of what Drexel has built. And so to me, the place and the timing were just critical. Drexel provides a tremendous opportunity for young people to come and be ambitious and innovative in all their academic and other pursuits. And I'm just incredibly excited to be a part of that.
Now, you've been at Bucknell since 2010, am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
And it looks like multiple jobs in athletic administration. Just kind of talk about what you learned, the experiences that kind of helped you get to the point you are now.
Sure. A little bit over a decade, and the initial 9 years of my tenure at Bucknell were very internal facing, doing things with partners on campus, so internal to the university. And it was tremendous having just learning the way that higher education is executed and then how that maps on to an athletics department and how we can build infrastructure and leverage resources to be able to elevate our athletics programs, be able to offer these opportunities for, we have 27 varsity programs and over 750 student athletes. And so sort of building out and carving out a student success in athletics model for that group. And it was really the last 20 months or so that my real position changed to becoming external and working with external stakeholders and alumni, families, and friends of the athletics department and university. And I think really what I learned, the biggest piece and what spoke to transitioning, really a 180 turn in our world, to going from internal to external and raising money and engaging donors and people to just bring back into the fold or to continue to steward those that are in the fold of the fabric of the university now that they've gone on, was my ability to understand the academy, to understand the way that we operate as an institution, but also partnerships. And most importantly, the ability to have developed partnerships across campus and now apply that to bridging athletics and university advancement together to have really strong relationships in executing what we need to do to elevate from a donor alumni engagement model, the athletics brand. And so I think that's the biggest piece that I will say has been a sort of a exclamation point on my time at Bucknell and what I walk away with as far as a skill set prepared to do that from a leadership level at Drexel.
Now, prior to Bucknell, you worked actually at the NCAA, right, for championships. And I would think that kind of gives you a unique perspective as you can, you know, you have experience working, you know, NCAA out and from an institution towards it. Like, you kind of seen both sides.
Absolutely. Having had the opportunity to execute the highest level of athletics engagement that we offer in this intercollegiate athletic space has been tremendous. So seeing that done and being a part of executing that at the highest level. But what you do when you work for an organization, an association like the NCAA, is you get to engage with and experience the broad spectrum of institutions across divisions 1, 2, and 3, and just learn how those institutions and hailing from different conferences execute their work and how they become successful to arrive on that national stage. And so that really helped, I think, accelerate some things for me professionally, because not only did it grow my network, but it gave me this broad perspective of thinking innovatively and in varied ways about how this work can be done and be done again, like I said, on the highest level of achievement from an athletic success standpoint.
You're taking over at Drexel at a unique time as we're emerging from a global pandemic, which played a lot of havoc with athletic finances and availability and stuff like that. There's also the rising tide of name, image, likeness on another front that presents its challenges. How much work do you have ahead of you? Just kind of weaving through this ocean of things.
Absolutely. I think there is a lot of work to be done ahead of myself and the team that I get to do it with at Drexel and in Dragon Athletics in particular. And I think it's the work is going to be very different, and we're going to be challenged to be thinking about how we address things from, as you share, coming out of a pandemic and the financial implications of that, the changing landscape of intercollegiate athletics and all those things that it means for student athletes and their experience, as well as how that maps on to the institution, the department. I think, though, that in athletics, we are really used to, and I speak broadly, and I hope all my administrators and coaches out there don't mind it, it's a hard-working culture. And so people who work in athletics are used to rolling up their sleeves, being engaged in the work and being gritty and hard about it. And so we'll take that approach, and it's just going to be different. I think that the space has always been about hard work, because it's an investment in young people and in their trajectory in life. And we'll just, these are just a new set of issues that we're going to navigate through.
That being said, on the other side of the coin, you'll be taking over with Drexel Athletics about as high profile as they've been in quite some time. You had the men and the women both go to the NCAA tournament, get a lot of coverage. Lacrosse excelled. How big on the level of things to do is to kind of maintain that forward momentum, you know, that these programs, you know, kind of lifted the athletic banner at Drexel and keep that going.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's really the other piece is the fact that Drexel just did have such tremendous success in what arguably has been one of the most challenging years of certainly my lifetime and in my professional career. And so the successes of both basketball programs, the lacrosse programs, the continued success of what is a rich rowing program and history and tradition, and then also wrestling doing the things that they do on an individual stage in a really challenging sport. And so that all rolls into our brand. And I think that we are successful, and what we have illuminated coming out of this year is perseverance and grit. And now that we have, hopefully we can say goodbye here and certainly not forget what the pandemic and operating in a pandemic space is like. There are great lessons learned from it. But for us, it's about the work on how do we have build sustainable success. And sustainable success comes from having programs. So we will have programs that speak holistically to the experience, and that really I look forward to learning more about coaches and their visions on how we can have sustainable programs and sustain that success. And success may, you know, it will be relative with regard to what we're pursuing in that given year and what we achieve. But that's really the goal, making sure that the infrastructure continues to be strong and address the things and the ingredients that coaches and administration and the university all believe are important for building sustainable success in a comprehensive program.
Now, as we're talking middle of June, I think you're about a month out from actually taking over. You've got a million things, I'm sure, to do, you know, but are there certain visions you have, certain things you know that you want to address that will be the focus of the first 6 months or so, or will it just kind of be wide-ranging, kind of taking stock where everything is coming out of the pandemic and going from there? Or are there certain things that you've learned and you see are going to be tops on the priority list?
Well, for sure, top of the priority list will be getting to know the individuals within the athletics department. And that's inclusive of having an opportunity to learn from a leader in Dr. Zillmer, who's been there for 2 decades, and to really understand what the foundation and the history and tradition that lives at, under his leadership, as well as the tremendous administrators who I'll be joining, and the coaches and listening and hearing, partnering and continuing the conversations from other partners across campus, which that has just been amazing. The outreach and the connectivity and openness to support me in the transition, but also to talk about how do we move forward on behalf of the university. So that's a high priority from a administrative, executing the things that we need to be concentrating on for Dragon Athletics. It will, the NIL space is upon us. And so I think that's just a reality that we have to embrace and think about, and how we are going to move forward to really leverage that to as an opportunity for our student athletes and for us as a department. And so I look forward to working with my colleagues in that. And then what I think will be really important, not only just in the first 6 months, but ongoing, is how we're amplifying and defining and building the brand of Dragon Athletics and arming coaches, student athletes, administrators, and the campus community with what this brand is and why we think it's something really special to be a part of.
And my final question, when you were starring in track and field at St. Joe's, if I pulled you aside and said, you know, down the road a little bit, you're going to be an athletic director in Philadelphia, would that have felt right with what you wanted to focus on, or would you have blown me off as you're crazy dude?
Well, it's funny you say that, because before I started saying it to myself, my track and field coach, Kevin Quinn, who is just a legend and the reason, probably one of the reasons for sure why I sit here in this seat and in this opportunity, but he told me that I would be his boss one day. And while unfortunately that did not become the case, because I could have paid him back for some of those hard workouts. But the reality is that I think I started shaping, believing that could be a possibility to return in a leadership role in Philadelphia. I was able to observe individuals like Don DeJulia and see that this was a profession and something you could do with just the utmost class and investment in people. And it is, I will need to pinch myself. This is the last 24 hours has been a whirlwind, but I couldn't be more excited just that I'm living out what has truly become a dream and an opportunity.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.